Scriptures as we begin this time.
我们开始的时候一同来指出的经文。
Brother Yao,
did you close the door?
And that other door, is that supposed to be open? Jeremiah chapter 31, verse
3.
This is our theme verse.
也是我们的主题经文。
The Lord appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
古时耶和华向以色列显现，说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
And verse 4 as well. Again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt, O virgin of Israel.You shall again be adorned with your tambourines and shall go forth in the dances of those who rejoice.
第四节，以色列的民啊，我要再建立你，你就被建立，你必再以击鼓为美，与欢乐的人一同跳舞而出。
And now let's turn back to the book of Hosea.
我们再翻到何西阿书。
Well, back to book of Hosea chapter 1.
何西阿书第一章。
And starting with verse 1 and
2. 一二节
The word of the Lord had come to Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. When the Lord began to speak by Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, Go, take yourself a wife of harlotry and children of harlotry.For the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord.
何西阿书第一章，当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西家做犹大王，约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安做以色列王的时候，耶和华的话临到贝利的儿子何西阿。耶和华初次与何西阿说话，对他说：“你去娶淫妇为妻，也收纳从淫乱所生的儿女，因为这地大行淫乱，离弃耶和华。”
Now, staying inside Hosea chapter 1, starting verse 6.
我们再从看第六节。
And she conceived again and bore a daughter. Then God said to him, Call her name Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no longer have mercy on the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. Yet I will have mercy on the house of Judah, will save them by the Lord their God.And will not save them by bow, nor by sword or battle, by horses or horsemen.
第六节，歌篾又怀孕生了一个女儿。耶和华对何西阿说，给她起名叫罗路哈玛，因为我必不再怜悯以色列家，绝不赦免他们，我却要怜悯犹大家，使他们靠耶和华他们的神得救，不使他们靠弓刀征战马兵马匹与马兵得救。
Now when she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. Then God said, Call his name Lo-Ammah, or Ami, for you are not my people, and I will not be your God.
第八节，歌篾给罗路哈玛断奶以后，又怀孕生了一个儿子。耶和华说，给他起名叫罗阿米，因为你们不做我的子民，我也不做你们的神。
Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, You are not my people. There it shall be said to them, You are sons of the living God.
然而以色列的人数必如海沙，不可量，不可数。从前在什么地方对他们说你们不是我的子民，将来在那里必对他们说你们是永生神的儿子。
And now chapter 2 of Hosea.
第二章。
We'll start with verse 2. Bring charges against your mother, bring charges, for she is not my wife, nor am I her husband. Let her put away her harlotries from her sight and her adulteries from between her breasts.
第二节，你们要与你们的母亲大大争辩，因为她不是我的妻子，我也不是她的丈夫，叫她除掉脸上的淫相和胸间的淫态。
Verse 5, For their mother has played the harlot, she has conceived them, she who conceived them has behaved shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers, who give me my bread and my water, my wool and my linen, my oil and my drink.
第五节，他们的母亲行了淫乱，怀他们的母做了可羞耻的事，因为他说，我要随从所爱的，我的饼、水、羊毛、麻、油、酒都是他们给的。
Then verse 7, she will chase her lovers but not overtake them. Yes, she will seek them but not find them. Then she will say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then it was better for me than now.
第七节，她必追随所爱的却追不上，她必寻找他们却寻不见，便说，我要归回前夫，因我那时的光景比如今还好。
Verse 16, And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that you will call me my husband, and no longer call me my master.
十六节，耶和华说，那日你必称呼我医师，就是我夫的意思，不再称呼我巴利，就是我主的意思。
And verse 19, I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord.
我必聘你永远归我为妻，以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯聘你归我，也以诚实聘你归我，你就必认识我，耶和华。
And now chapter 3 of Hosea, first 3 verses.
我们再看第三章。
Then the Lord said to me, go again, love a woman who is loved by a lover and is committing adultery, just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel, who took to other gods and loved the raisin cakes of the pagans.
耶和华对我说，你再去爱一个淫妇，就是他情人所爱的，好像以色列人虽然偏向别神，喜爱葡萄饼，耶和华还是爱他们。
So I bought her for myself for 15 shekels of silver and 1.5 homers of barley, and I said to her, you shall stay with me many days, you shall not play the harlot, nor shall you have a man, so too will I be toward you.
第二节，我便用银子15舍克勒大麦耶赫梅尔半买他归我，我对他说，你当多日为我独居，不可行淫，不可归别人为妻，我向你也必这样。
And one more verse from Hosea chapter 14, we'll just read verse 4.
我们再看何西阿书的14章第四节。
This is God speaking here.
这是神在这里说话。
I will heal their backsliding, I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him.
我必医治他们被盗的病，甘心爱他们，因为我的怒气向他们转消。
Let's commit this time to the Lord together.
我们一同有点祷告。
Father, we thank you for the privilege it is to meet together, to worship, and also to study your word.
主，我们感谢你给我们这样的权利，我们能够一同聚集来敬拜你，也一同来学习你的话语。
Lord, as we approach this topic of your everlasting love, we confess it's too big for us.
主，我们也向你承认，当我们一同来思想这个题目，就是你永远的爱的时候，我们实在是知道这对我们是何等的大。
So Lord, we ask you to help us to see and know your love.
所以求主你自己教导我们来明白你的爱。
That your Holy Spirit would increase our ability to appreciate your love.
你求你的圣灵来增加我们的度量，来感受你的爱。
And then we can respond.
也让我们能够回应你的爱。
And back to you, we can give our love.
我们的心能够归给你。
So Lord, do bless our time now as we look back in the Old Testament and.Have a glimpse of what you were speaking to your people and you're speaking to us.
所以主啊，你要与我们同在，当我们一同来查看旧约的时候，我们看到你如何的爱你的百姓，也是如何的爱我们。
Lord, as this hymn says, what would cause you to do these?
就像我们所唱的诗歌所说的，是什么让你这样的做了这些，为我们做这些？
The only explanation is your infinite love.
那唯一的答案就是你那无限的爱。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
So our theme verse comes from Jeremiah chapter 31.
我们主题的经文是耶利米书三十一章。
And that's when the Lord speaks and says, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
就那里主说，我以永远的爱爱你。
And it's not just I have an everlasting love.
并且他不是说我之前这样的爱你。
It's I have loved you with an everlasting love.
而是说我以永远的爱爱你。
So it's God's action as well as something that just exists.
所以乃是讲出神他的他所要做的。
So as we consider this big theme, and our brothers Dana and Lucio have shared on it, some questions are on my heart. How do we see God's love?
我们如何能够看到神的爱?
And how do we receive it?
我们如何接受他的爱?
How do we come to know His love more and more?
我们如何更多的来认识他的爱?
And then we hear verses that we are to abide in His love.
我们也读到经文告诉我们要住在他的爱里面。
So how do we abide in God's love?
所以我们如何来住在神的爱里?
Now we're not getting to all that today.
那当然我今天不可能把这些都讲完。
But hopefully those we share those questions before the Lord.
那愿意我们在主面前都来思想这些问题。
And just to have a New Testament perspective before we go back to Hosea. Let's look at 1 John chapter 4.
那在我们回头看这些旧约的经文之前，我们也希望有一点新约的这个背景给我们，所以我们一同来看约翰一书第四章。
And we're going to start in verse 9.
约翰一书第四章第九节。
First John chapter 4:9.
约翰一书四章九节。
By this love of God, by this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
So as we consider this topic, we of course are going to go back over and over to the fact that on the cross, our Lord Jesus proved the love of God to us.
当我们一同思想神的爱这个题目的时候，我们就会一次又一次的回到我们主在十字架上把他自己给了我们，因为这就显明神的爱。
And that He loved us and that His Son paid the price for our sin.
神如此的爱我们，他用他的爱子为我们付了这赎价。
And from last week, our brother Lucio shared all the focus was on this, on the cross and this fact.
就像上周 Lucio 弟兄所分享的，那个焦点，这个爱的焦点，就是在十字架上他儿子所成就的。
Verse 14, we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
十四节，父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。
Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God.
凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
So that of course describes how we come to know the Lord and to confess him as our Savior.
这就讲到当我们认识神，并且认他做我们的救主。
But notice that it's also that we abide in him and he in us.
那同时也提到我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
Verse 16, we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信。
God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
神就是爱，住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
So we see here how love and abiding kind of come together.
所以这里我们就看到这两方面，一个是爱，一个是讲到爱，并且一个讲到住在他里面。
I'd rather not have that. Thank you, brothers. So the echo here is of what our Lord said and what we see in John chapter 15.
这里约翰一书四章所讲的，就好像回应的在约翰福音十五章里面所提到的。
But that's a topic for another day.
那当然，我们可能要另外一次机会来讲。
So as we came to know the Lord, as we come to know the Lord, that's how we are introduced to the love of God, and we begin to see His love. We understand His love enough to receive Him.
当我们更多的认识神，我们就更多的接触到了神的爱，也更多的来领受他的爱。
So every believer can say, I've experienced God's love. That's what drew me to Him. I know Him.
所以每一位信徒都当说，我经历过神的爱，并且是他的爱吸引了我们。
But we all can agree that God's love is immense. It's infinite.
但我们也承认神的爱是如此的大，如此的无限。
And we're finite and limited.
而我们是有限的人。
And so we can't really understand and see and experience His love.All of it.
所以我们不能够完全的来领受神的爱。
But the Lord has given you and I these days on earth where we have a chance to learn more of Him.
但是神给我们在这地上的时间，就给我们这个机会来更多更多的认识他的爱。
So as we go on, we can see more of His love.
所以随着我们的日子年日，我们就更多的认识他。
And if the Lord Holy Spirit helps us, we can actually understand rather than just hear or see it as out there, but understand it.
然后借着圣灵，我们不仅知道这个道理，我们也明白领经历它。
We can understand God's love, but we also still have to receive it, because there's actually something that happens to people as we see God's love, we say no.
并且你明白了神的爱，你也要领受它，因为有的人虽然他们知道有神的爱，却是拒绝的。
In other words, do you let God love you?
换句话说，你是否让神来爱你？
And then, from these words, we're reminded that not just receiving God's love, there's an abiding in His love. There's something that speaks of that communion with the Lord, where somehow we're in this love relationship.
并且这里的经文也提醒我们，不止我们领受他的爱，我们也要住在他的爱里面。所以这里是有一个交流、交通在里面。
So how does God open our eyes so we can comprehend more?
所以神如何能够开启我们的眼睛，让我们更多的明白他的爱？
How does He convey the immensity of His love?
他又是如何向我们说出他这个无限的爱的道理？
So many ways, what I'm saying really applies to our whole theme as we consider this together for weeks or months.
所以我刚才提到的这些问题，我们需要接下去的许多的信息来一同来明白思想。
That we can consider different ways of trying to appreciate.The love of God.
我们也会用不同的角度来明白领受神的爱。
So what we're doing today is we're going to consider a very dramatic and extreme picture that the Lord has given of His love.
但今天我想我们一同来看一个圣经里面一个可以说很极端的例子来说出神的爱。
And of course you can tell by our reading it's from Hosea.
那大家刚刚读过了，就是在何西阿书里面的故事。
But before we go there, there's a hint of it right in Jeremiah next to our theme verse.
但是在讲何西阿的故事之前，在耶利米书里面有给我们个影子。
So in Jeremiah 31, our theme verse is verse 3, but let's read verse 4.
那就是耶利米书三十一章四节。
He says again, I will build you, you shall be rebuilt, O virgin of Israel.
以色列的民啊，我要再建立你，你就被建立。
Now, we just kind of gloss over, but it's actually a rather, this is an extreme thing to say, to call Israel a virgin. Virgin is someone pure and undefiled. Well, Israel's not that.
那这里如果你看原文他说以色列的民啊乃是称他们以色列的处女啊那我们知道处女乃是 讲到那个纯洁但是以色列人我们知道他们是何等的败坏在这个时候
So God is even he's saying he's going to rebuild or cause Israel to become pure again
所以主的话乃是说他要再建立他们使他们重新得洁净得纯净
And then it says, "You shall be adorned with tambourines. You shall go forth in the dances of those who rejoice."
然后他们就必再以击鼓为美，与欢乐的人一同跳舞而出。
And we're told by scholars this is a picture of a wedding.
那读圣经的人也告诉我们，这个击鼓欢乐跳舞乃是婚礼的场景。
So God is actually calling Israel His wife.
所以换句话说，神就称以色列人为他的妻子。
Now, if you look in verse 32 of the same chapter,
如果我们看32节,
he says, "Can a virgin forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me, days without number." That's chapter
2, 32. Oh, chapter 2, 32. 第二章32节.
So it's not the main theme here, but in Jeremiah you see this picture, God used that little picture of a husband-wife type relationship.
所以虽然耶利米书不是主要讲这个，但是他也用了这个丈夫和妻子的这幅图画来形容。
But in Hosea we find this very dramatic and extreme picture.Which we're going to consider.
那何西阿书里面就又一次的很想用一个很极端的丈夫和妻子的例子来说明。
So we go back to Hosea chapter 1, verse 1.
我们看何西阿书一章一节。
The word of the Lord came to Hosea the son of Beeri in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, these kings of Judah, and the days of Jeroboam the son of Joash, king of Israel.
当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西加做犹大王，约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安做以色列王的时候，耶和华的话临到贝利的儿子何西阿。
So, let's place this. This is in Hosea is actually earlier in time than Jeremiah. Hosea's lived in the time where Israel, the northern kingdom, has of course fallen and just fallen badly.
那历史的顺序来说，何西阿是在耶利米之前。何西阿的时代就是北国以色列他们在那里堕入到一个败坏的光景的时候。
And so as Hosea was watching, he saw how God raised Assyria to come and start attacking and taking down the northern kingdom.
那主兴起何西阿，他也就看到那时候亚述如何的来一步一步的来侵吞以色列的土地。
So that's the period in which he lived. These kings were, of course, kings of Judah.
这就是何西阿所当时的时代。
So then God tells Hosea, "Go take a wife of harlotry," verse 2, "and children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord."
第二节，耶和华初次与何西阿说话，对他说：“你去娶淫妇为妻，也收纳从淫乱所生的儿女，因为这地大行淫乱，离弃耶和华。”
Now I've said a couple times this picture is rather extreme. One reason I say this is that God didn't just say, "Hosea, say this."
我已经提到这个例子是相当的极端，因为主耶和华不是对何西阿说你要发这个预言。
He said, "Hosea, you have to do this."
而是耶和华对何西阿说，你要去做这件事情。
He said, "Go take a wife of harlotry."
你去娶淫妇为妻。
Now that doesn't sound like something a prophet of God should do.
这实在不是一个神的先知听起来，你觉得神的先知当做的事。
You know, in teaching, we have this phrase called object lessons.
那我们。教孩子的时候常常有个就是案例教学。
You do something practical and physical to illustrate something.
你就让他们做一件什么事情来说明一个更大的事。
And God asked Hosea to go take a wife of harlotry.
那这里神就要何西阿去娶一个淫妇为妻。
Now, there's three possible meanings of this phrase, which...I'll just share just for the general idea.
那这个词它有三个可能的意思。
Either he's saying, "Go take a wife who's already a prostitute."
就这句话可能有三个意思，一个是可能你去娶这个妇人，她已经是个淫妇。
Or he's looking back a little bit because the wife he did take prostituted herself, became a harlot.
或者是讲到何西阿的过去，他之前娶的这个妻子已经成为淫妇。
Possibly a middle one is that maybe she came from family involved with harlotry.
那还有可能一种解释就是说，这位妇人她是从一个这个行淫的这个家出来的。
But just to focus on the human story, what happened was he went and took Gomer a wife.
但无论如何，我们知道他这里何西阿他去娶了歌面，就是这位淫妇为妻。
And they had three children.
并且他们有三个儿女。
But we find out in chapter 3, if we jump to chapter 3, we find out in chapter 3 that she was unfaithful.
如果我们跳到第三章，我们看到说这个妇人她是不忠心的。
Although it doesn't say her name, but in chapter 3 we say, Go again, love a woman who is loved by a lover and has committed adultery.
虽然这里没有再提她的名字，但这里说你再去爱一个淫妇，就是她情人所爱。
So this woman, verse 2, he had to go buy her back.
所以到第三章第二节，他就去需要去把这个妇人买回来。
So she had fallen so far as to become a prostitute, but then to sell herself and essentially be a slave or owned by somebody.
所以这个妇人她行淫，并且到了这样一个地步，她把自己都卖掉了，她成为那个人的奴隶。所以何西阿需要去把她买赎回来。
So here's God telling Hosea, you have to go back and get that woman. Buy her back and bring her back as your wife, even though she has sinned so greatly.
所以神就是对何西阿说，是的，这个妇人她行淫到如此的地步，但你要去付上这个代价，把她买赎，把她带回来。
So here we see the human side is that God is having Hosea do this thing with a real person, having real children, her falling away, him getting her back.
所以一面我们看到神要何西阿所做的都是真实的，他去娶这个淫妇，他要有着从淫乱所生的三个儿子、三个孩子，并且要把他带回来。
And all of this is to set up this analogy where God is going to say, "I'm the husband, Israel is my wife."
但同时，这也是说出神他是以色列人的丈夫。
Now there.If you think, what are the most intimate relationships we all have?
我们也都可以想我们最亲密的一个关系是什么关系。
Now you might say parent-child, and if you're a mother and have a recent baby, maybe you'd say parent-child. Mother-child is the most intimate.
如果你是一个新生儿的母亲，你可能说，哦，我跟我孩子是最亲密的关系。
But the other one you think of is between husband and wife.
但应该我们常常也可以想到就是丈夫和妻子的关系。
As God designed husband and wife, the most intimate relationship.
因为神就是这样来设计丈夫与妻子有亲密的关系。
And it's a relationship that should be pure and it should be long lasting.
并且它是一个纯洁的，是一个持久的关系。
And God is saying through this, through Hosea is saying, in this picture, I, God, am the husband, my people are my wife.
那神就借着何西阿说出他神是做他百姓的丈夫。
And that relationship should be grounded in fidelity, faithfulness.
并且这个关系是一个有根有基，并且是有这个信实的关系。
And it should be faithfulness of both the husband and wife.
并且丈夫对妻子，妻子对丈夫都是有这样的信实。
Now we all know in real marriages what shatters a marriage.
我们知道在婚姻当中什么是破坏婚姻的。
Adultery shatters marriages.
就是这些淫乱败坏婚姻。
Even if there's forgiveness, even if there's recovery, something is lost that cannot be regained.
虽然有的婚姻之后能够经历一些饶恕，一些恢复，但是有一个东西它就失去了。
So in this real life picture that God is saying, you see that my people, the wife, have committed adultery.
所以神就用何西阿这个真实的例子来说出他的妻子百姓百姓们他们已经离弃了耶和华。
They've shattered the relationship.
他们败坏了与神之间的关系。
Now saying they, you know, when we look back at the Old Testament, we can kind of sometimes think, well, I wouldn't have had that problem.
那这里我们都说
We here would have been different.
我们常常读旧约有这种感觉说，哦，那以色列人就是这样，但我们不一样。
Of course, that's not true.
但其实这不是真实的。
If we were there, we would have been just as bad.
我们如果在当时以色列的情况下，我们可能也与他们一同的败坏。
So we never boast in ourselves. We just say we live in a different time, and we have our Lord Jesus, who has lifted us up, and that's who we think.
所以我们不能够自夸，我们能够说的只是，如今我们知道主耶稣住在我们里面。
Okay, so that's the actual events happening around Hosea's unusual family. Now let's hear about the children.
So we just 看到了
chapter one.
Hosea, 他这个婚姻的情况，我们再来看何西亚所得的这些儿女们。
So chapter one, we see that verse two.
第一章第二节
is he told, go take yourself a wife of harlotry, children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord.
你去娶淫妇为妻，也收纳从淫乱所生的儿女，因为这地大行淫乱，离弃耶和华。
So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said to him, call his name Jezreel, for in a little while I will avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Jehu.And bring an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel.
于是何西阿去娶了基拉因的女儿歌面。这妇人怀孕，给她生了一个儿子。耶和华对何西阿说，给他起名叫耶斯列，因为再过片时，我必讨耶户家在耶斯列杀人流血的罪，也必使以色列家的国灭绝。
So the first daughter, God says what the name is supposed to be. It's supposed to be Jezreel.
所以神说，你第一个这个儿子的名字要叫耶斯列。
And we won't go into this much, but Jezreel speaks of, and God is talking about, Jehu actually did things that God wanted, but then they went way overboard and committed atrocities that God had to punish.
那这里耶斯列以及耶户家所想述的就是神使耶户去行神是给耶户一个使命，但是耶户所行的是远超神所原来要他做的，所以甚至在耶斯列造成了一个杀人流血的罪。
And so he's speaking of how he's going to bring Jezreel down. He's going to end Israel.
所以神就要把以色列家带到一个灭绝的地步。
The northern kingdom.
就是北国。
So I don't know about you, but I would not recommend you.Name your child Jezreel. It's not a very pleasant girl's name.
所以就给大家一个建议，不要把你的儿女起名叫耶斯列。
Hey Jez, how are you doing?
虽然这听起来这个名字还可以。
Verse 6, and she conceived again and bore a daughter. Then God said to him, call her name Lo Ruhamah.
然后第六节就又生了一个女儿，要起名叫罗路哈玛。
For I will no longer have mercy on the house of Israel.
因为我必不再怜悯以色列家。
So Lo Ruhamah means no mercy.
罗路哈玛的意思就是不蒙怜悯。
Another bad name for a girl.
实在这对一个女孩子来说又是一个很不好的名字。
Now we have a new granddaughter, and I'm glad her name is not Lo Ruhamah.
我刚刚也有了一个孙女，很好，很高兴她的名字不是这个，她的名字是
Hannah. Her name is Hannah.
我们取名叫 Hannah.
Imagine your daughter's name is no mercy.
你可以想象，如果你的女儿她的名字叫不蒙怜悯。
He said, "Give her that name because we're going to have a period of time in which I'm withdrawing my mercy. Your sins are so great, I'm going to withdraw my mercy, and so there's going to be no mercy."
所以神在这里是说的，就是在一定的时间里面，因着你的罪恶是如此的大，我不得不把我的怜悯收回来。
Now during Hosea's time that we saw, as I mentioned, Assyria was going to come and take more and more control of the northern kingdom.
我们也提到在当时亚述不断地来攻击以色列北国，使他的地图不断地被拿去。
So first they came and they forced the northern kingdoms and cities to pay tribute.
他们先来就叫他们要付这个赎金。
And then they came and they assigned a king.
然后后面他们来就可以在那里设立他们的王。
And then eventually they just conquered, and it was just part of Assyria.
那最后整个亚述就把整个北国都给吞下去了。
Now after Hosea's time, of course, we know Babylon is going to rise and come and take the southern kingdom.
那我们之后，我们知道之后，何西亚的时代过去之后，巴比伦王，巴比伦国又要兴起，甚至把南国也挪去。
So God is warning that He's going to hold back His mercy.
所以神就在这里说，他在那里把他的怜悯收回。
Now skip to verse 8.
然后我们到第八节。
Now when she was weaned, Lo Ruhamah, when she had weaned.Lo Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. Then God said, "Call his name Lo Ammi."
第八节，哥面给罗路哈马断奶以后，又怀孕生了一个儿子。耶和华说，给他起名叫罗阿米。
So this is not my people.
这个意思就是非我民。
Another terrible name.
也是一个很糟糕的名字。
So God is saying, "You're not my people. You're supposed to be my people, my wife, but you are not. You separated yourselves."
神就是乃是说，你本来应当是我的儿子，但是因着你把你我，但是从此我们有一个分隔，你不再是我的儿子。
Now we know because God expresses it throughout Scripture in so many ways that He wants to have a people that He can say are my people.
我们知道从圣经，我们知道神永远有这个心，他愿意得着一个百姓是称为他的民的。
And He wants a people who in turn will.Look up to him and say, "My God."
并且他愿意他们来瞻仰神的时候，就知道说这是我的神。
To truly mean it,
并且是真实的这个情形。
Now these days, unfortunately, OMG, "Oh my God," is a phrase that's completely misused.
但是我们知道，在我们当今的时代，很不幸，我们常常有就是。人就随口提说神的名。
Maybe when someone says, "Oh my God," you said, "Oh, should we pray together?"
所以如果下次有人在你面前说 "Oh my God" 的时候，你是否跟他说，那既然是神，我们是不是要向他祷告一下
？Let's pray to my God, because He's my God.
因为他是真实，如果你认识他，他就真实的是你的神。
But obviously, the children of God at this point in time had separated themselves from Him.
但是在当时，神的百姓已经使自己与神分隔开。
Their deep sin made it impossible for him to say, "Well, they're really my people."
因此，他们是在这样罪恶的境况，甚至神也不能再说他们是他的百姓。
And so God must declare and say, "You're not my people."
所以神只好宣告说，他们不再是我的民。
Now, before we get to the hopeful part, which we skipped around.
那在我们看到比较有盼望的那一段之前
Let's go deeper into how the Lord describes how bad, how far, His children have fallen.
我们继续来看他神是如何形容他的百姓是如何的远离他
And we see that in Hosea chapter 2.
那就是在何西阿书第二章
So in chapter 2, starting with verse 3.
第三节
Bring charges against your mother.
第二节
Bring charges, for she is not my wife, nor am I her husband. Let her put away her harlotries from her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts.
你们要与你们的母亲大大争辩，因为她不是我的妻子，我也不是她的丈夫。叫她除掉脸上的淫相和胸间的淫态。
So very clearly, he's saying husband and wife here.
所以很清楚的，神用丈夫和妻子的关系来描述。
Now we just said earlier, adultery shatters marriages.
我们之前也提过，淫乱败坏夫妻的关系。
But this is much worse than that.
但这里所讲的是更糟糕的。
Because you can have adultery that could be just one event.
因为淫乱可能你只是说哦，就是一次的事情。
Or worse than that, you could have one affair with multiple events.
那或者你有一段，我们可以现在称说像婚外情。
But this is harlotry. This is prostitution.
但这里好像是做淫妇的那种淫乱。
This is selling yourself to many.
是你把自己卖给许多的人。
So it's much worse than just adultery.
所以是比我们通常说的淫乱更糟糕。
And notice here, it says, "Let." This is God, as He often does when He's.Warning people, he's giving a chance that they could come back.
神常在警告他百姓的时候，他也常常给他们一个呼召，把他们要他们回来。
He said, let her put away her harlotries from her sight and her adulteries from between her breasts.
所以就在这里呼召他们悔改说除掉脸上的淫相和胸间的淫态。
That last phrase suggests that she actually carries these adulteries in her heart. You know, it's not just something that happened, it's she wants to do it.
这里他讲到他胸间的淫态，其实讲到他里面，他这个人就带着这个淫乱的这个本性的性，而不是说只是他行为上的。
Now verse 3, lest I strip her naked and expose her as in the day she was born, and make her like a wilderness, and set her like dry land, and slay her with thirst.
免得我剥她的衣服，使她赤体，与才生的时候一样，使她如旷野，如干旱之地，因渴而死。
So what he's saying here is that her sin is so evil that God is saying that the only thing that should happen is she be exposed. Her sin would be exposed and she'd be punished.
所以神就在这里说她的罪是这样的大，我只能够使她的罪暴露出来。
Now this is a picture of the northern kingdom. As the Assyrians came and attacked, God withdrew his protection.
这就是当时的情形，当北国当亚述来攻打北国的时候，神就把他的保护给挪走了。
So this speaks of how far the wife has fallen.
就是讲到这个妻子是何等的堕落。
And then in verse 5, for her mother has played the harlot. She, this is their mother speaking of her children. For their mother has played the harlot. She who conceived them has behaved shamefully.For she said, I will go after my lovers who give me my bread and my water, my wool and linen, my oil and my drink.
第五节，他们的母亲行了淫乱，怀他们的母做了可羞耻的事，因为她说，我要随从所爱的，我的饼、水、羊毛、麻、油、酒都是他们给的。
So it says here in English we say played the harlot.
这里说行了淫乱。
You know, sometimes people fall into prostitution. In other words, they have no other way to eat, so they sell their body and become a prostitute.
那我们讲到，因为这里是讲到像娼妓一样，那我们知道有些人成为这些妓女是因着他们生活所迫。
But here, played the harlot suggests she embraced this role. She went after, and here it says she goes after her lovers.
但这里他说他行了淫乱，其实是一个在英文的在原文里面是有一个他享受他自己去追求这样的事。
Why does she go after them? Because she gets something from them.
那为什么去追求这样的事呢？因为他说他从他所爱的得着了一些什么回来。
Now look at verse 8. God says, "For she did not know that I gave her grain, new wine, and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold."
但第八节神就说他不知道是我给他五谷新酒和油
所以
加增他的金银
God is our true provider her true provider and she took that and she worshipped Baal
所以其实神要讲的就是神是以色列他真实的供应者但以色列却拿神的供应去供奉巴利
And then even verse 12 refers to wages These are the wages that my lovers have given me
然后十二节，他以色列这个淫妇也说：“这是我所爱的，给我为赏赐的。”
Brothers and sisters, this is the opposite of a husband-wife relationship. Is the opposite of that is anything that looks like prostitution, selling yourself to get something.
所以神就在这里给我们看到一个极端的对比，就是与这个夫妻正常的关系相比的是一个种淫乱、娼妓的这种生的这种情形。
I won't digress, but in our culture, much of what our culture pretends is relationship is actually just forms of that.
我也想说，就是我们现今的时代有一些文化上的一些情形，也与这个有相似之处。
We go into relationship with a selfish attitude to get something. We're just playing the prostitute.
就像现在的文化
male or female.
常常会提到说，你进入一段关系呢，是为了你自己得着什么。
Okay.So how did this play out among the Jews in the Old Testament? What is God describing?
那这里神要向犹大所说的话是什么呢？
When he's describing this wife who's gone so far off.
他这里提到神他的妻子他已经堕落到这样的情形。
Well, we know that the pattern happened over and over again among the Jewish people.
那这样的情形并且是一次一再一再的发生在犹大人中间。
That when they come into a new land or a new place, God provides.
他们当时进入迦南地一个神所应许的地。
When they're not sure or get fearful, they reach out and try out other gods.
但是很快他们就在那里去尝试一些新的神。
Or they listen to other people and say, "Oh, you have that God. You gave, He blessed you. I'll worship Him."
他们接触到其他的国民，就说：“哦，你们敬拜这个神，我们也试看看。”
And this is despite God providing miraculously.
虽然其实神在背后奇妙的供应了他们所需的。
And this is despite the first two commandments of God.
并且这是与神在十诫中的前两条相悖的。
It's worth reading it. If you turn to Exodus, if you have a Bible, chapter 20.
我们也可以翻到出埃及记的二十章。
I'm just going to read 1 through 6 as a reminder.
我们读第一到第六节。
God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me.You shall not make yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments.
二十章，神吩咐这一切的话说：“我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。除了我以外，你不可有别的神，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪。”自父及子，直到三世代，爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
You know, sadly, this pattern of leaving God, of betraying God, occurred right there, Mount Sinai.
令人很伤心的，其实以色列人他们这样离弃神啊，拜偶像的罪，其实就在那个西乃山当时就发生了。
You know what happened, if you go back and look, God, Moses came down and gave the law, and the people affirmed it and received it.
我们知道当摩西从山上下来把律法给百姓，百姓接受了。
And that would include these commandments.
当然这个律法就包括这里的十诫。
Then Moses went back up, and during that time, he's receiving all the amazing things about the tabernacle.
那当之后摩西回到山上去领受会幕的这些启示的时候，
And when he comes down, what happens?
他又下到山下，发生了什么呢？
The people have gotten fearful because they don't know where Moses is, and something bad has happened up there, and so they had created two golden calves. Right then,
以色列人那时候，他们因着害怕，他们不知道摩西发生了什么，就自己造了两个金牛犊。
So, if God is the husband and the wife is just rejecting immediately, that's the picture we have.
所以如果我们再看。神和他百姓是个丈夫和妻子的关系，这个妻子在一开始他就在那里拒绝神。
So that's the sad story of Old Testament, as we, the people of God, keep rejecting him, overtly rejecting him, and disobeying.
我们就看到这一个很令人伤心的图画，也是一个不断的发生的事，就是百姓在那里拒绝神，离弃神。
And of course, when you betray yourself, what are you doing? You're marrying a golden calf or something made out of wood, some idol, and rejecting God.
并且他们离弃神，就去寻找一些来代替的，他们去造了金牛犊，造了其他的偶像。
Could you offend God any more deeply than this?
实在没有什么比这更冒犯亵渎神的。
You know, it's one thing to ignore God, but it's another to reject completely.
所以一面有的情形你是只是在那里忽略忽视神，但是你如果定义拒绝他，这是另外的一个情形。
So how utterly unfaithful the people of Israel had been.
所以我们就看到以色列人实在落到了一个完全不忠心的地步。
Of course, we could give many examples going all the way up to the time of Hosea.
从那时候，从金牛犊直到何西阿的时候，实在有许多许多这样的例子。
In fact, the one that was mentioned in Jeroboam, who was the king of Israel, he's the one that brought golden calves back in to the northern kingdom because he was afraid people would go to Jerusalem and go back to the southern kingdom, Judah.
那特别是何西阿所在的北国，这个北国的王耶罗波安，他又害怕百姓回到南国去，他就造了一个，就把金牛犊放在了北国。
But even among Judah, where you had good kings and bad kings, good kings, bad kings, you watch the same turn over and over, turn to other gods, listen to other people.
那就是在南国，因为我们知道犹大有时候有好的王，有时候有坏的王，但是你也看到这个不断发生的事情，就是百姓离弃神去跟随他的别的人。
And even so far as to bring idols into the temple.
甚至他们至终把偶像放到了圣殿里面。
Okay, it's already 20 past and we haven't got to the good news yet.
所以我讲了这么多，时间也都快用完了，但我还没有讲到有盼望的那一部分。
The good news is really, really, really good.
这个有盼望的好消息是真的很好。
The bad news is us. Bad news is us and our sin and our being failing the Lord.
坏消息是在我们这边的，因为我们离弃神，远离神。
But let's look at back at chapter 1, verse 6.
那我们回到第一章看第六节。
So chapter 1 verse 6 says, in my translation says yet. The first word is yet, or some would say but. I don't know what the Chinese does. Starting verse 7.
Yeah. 因为我们看到第七节的一开始就有一个转折，我却要。
Now, turns out this word Greek is very neutral. It can mean and, it could be but it can be other things. But in this case, what it always means is the two things are connected. But many times, like in this case, if the two things are opposite, then you say but or yet.
所以第七节这个却要这个连接词，它就把前面和后面的事情连在了一起。但是这时候这两件事情却是相反的。
So it's almost like you could read verse 7. Despite the sin of his people, despite what God has said that he's going to have no mercy, then I will have mercy on the house of Judah.
所以这里神还是说，虽然第六节我那里说我不怜悯他们，但是第七节说我却要怜悯。
So the good news here is God is saying, even though there's a time of no mercy because you don't deserve any mercy, I am going to be merciful.
所以神乃是说，虽然有这样一段的时间，你们不配得怜悯，我也要把我的怜悯收回，但是我却要怜悯。
So God's going to show mercy to the house of Judah.
神要把怜悯给犹大家。
But we know that these verses actually are looking forward to the way God would show mercy to His people, to a remnant that would go forward.
但我们知道，其实不仅是犹大家，乃是神讲到更远的是，他要把他的怜悯给那些渔民。
And he's going to save, not with a bow or battle or horses. It's going to be something miraculous.
并且他说，你们得怜悯、得救不是靠弓、靠刀、靠征战、靠马匹，而是靠耶和华的神迹。
When God brought his people back from Babylon, that was miraculous.
就像说，神把他的百姓从巴比伦带出来，这就是神所做的事情，就是一个神迹。
And of course, everything points to our Lord Jesus coming.
那这些其实也都指向了我们的主耶稣。
Who granted mercy to all of us?
因为主耶稣他把他的怜悯施给我们每一位。
Let's look at verse 9 and 10.
第九、第十节。
Remember, the second child was called, "No, you're not my people."
这里另外一个孩子，他的名字的意思是不是我的子民。
But then he says in verse 10, "Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered, or measured, or numbered."
但第十节。然而以色列的人数必如海沙，不可量，不可数。
So even though he says you're not my people, he goes back to the promise he gave to Abraham and says, but despite the fact that you don't deserve to be my people and you're totally unworthy, you are gonna be my people.
所以第十节这里，神刚刚说了。你们是不是我的子民？但是神马上回到了他对亚伯拉罕的应许。他那时候说，对亚伯拉罕应许你的子孙要如海沙一样。所以说，神说，虽然你们不配，你们不 不当称为我的名, 但是我要使你们称为我的名。
And he goes even farther in the second half of the verse, in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there it shall be said to them, you are sons of the living God.
第10节后半部, 从前在什么地方对他们说, 你们不是我的子民, 将来在那里必对他们说, 你们是永生神的儿子。
And that brings us joy because we can see what Christ has done. He brought us all the way from condemned all the way up to being considered children of the living God.
我们今日读这句话实在是有何等的喜乐, 因为我们知道这就是我们主耶稣所做的, 我们从前是受主, 被定罪的, 但如今我们都可以称为神的, 永生神的儿子。
So God can actually say, these are my people.
神如今就可以说, 这些是我的子民。
And we as his people say, you are my God.
我们这些做他子民的也可以对他说, 你是我们的神。
But it's all the Lord's doing.
这都是神所做的。
Because when we see how deep the sin was, we can only say, as that hymn says, what would cause God to do this? It's his merciful love.
所以当我们一面看到这百姓的罪是何等的深的时候，我们一面也更明白，就如诗歌所唱的，神如何能行这样的事，因为他的爱。
And now we can just pass through chapter 2 again and look at the positive way that God draws back this wife.
这也当我们带到第二章里面，神如何把他的这个妻子带回来。
Now, we won't read the verses, but in 6 through... verse 6 and 7, God's talking about how he's going to set a hedge around her, and now she will not get what she wants.
我们不在七细节，但第六、第七节， 神说他先要用, 筑墙先挡住这个淫妇她的道路。
She's going to seek her lovers, but she won't find them.
她还会去追求她所爱的, 但却找不着。
And the end of verse 7, it says, Then she will say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then it was better for me than now.
直到他说, 我要归回前夫, 因我那时的光景比如今还好。
That remind you of somebody?
这是否提醒你, 像某些人呢?
The prodigal son sitting in the pigs, feeding the pigs.
比如说那个浪子, 他在猪圈里面才突然想起, 我之前比如今还好。
This is not a noble repentance. This is just her saying, oh, it was actually better back then.
这可能我们也称不上是一个多么有荣耀的悔改, 但是他在那里就意识到, 我之前的生活比现在还好。
But it's God's mercy to draw her back.
但这背后也是神的怜悯把她带回来。
And verse 13,
13节,
he says, well, verse 13, he says, I will punish her. But then in verse 14, he says, behold, beware, behold, I will allure her, bring her into the wilderness and speak comfort to her.
13节那里说, 我必追讨她的罪, 但是到14节那里说, 我必劝导她, 领她到旷野, 对她说安慰的话。
This is our God, so loving that he's going to, even as he disciplined, then he's going to comfort and allure her back to himself.
这就是我们慈爱的神, 他一面要管教我们, 但一面他要对我们说安慰的话, 把我们引导回到他那里。
And verse 15 is a picture of joy, a joy that we should identify with as believers.
然后到了15节, 我们就看到一个喜乐, 并且是我们凡信他的人都能够明白的喜乐。
I will give her vineyards from there and the valley of Anchor as a door of hope. She will sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the days she came up from the land of Egypt.
她从那里出来, 我必赐给她葡萄园, 她又要看到一个指望的门, 她必在那里, 应声, 或者说歌唱, 与幼年的日子一样, 与从埃及地上来的时候相同。
So does Gomer, this wife, deserve this?
所以我们说, 这个歌灭, 这个妻子, 她配得这个吗?
And absolutely not.
完全的不配。
And yet God's going to bring her from that into a place of joy, like a child worship. Isn't that wonderful?
但何等的奇妙, 神要把他从那样的境地里面带回来, 带到一个喜乐的地步, 带到与他幼年一样的日子。
Verse 16, And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that you will call me my husband.
到16节, 耶和华说, 那日你必称呼我医师, 就是我夫的意思。
And no longer my master.
不再称呼我巴利,
so he's going to restore her from a position where she just says, oh, you're punishing me, God, you're so mean. But you're going to be converted back to a place where you say, God, you are my husband.
换句话说, 就是以色列人不再看神从一个角度说, 哦, 你是那个, 降惩罚是审施行审判的主，而是要回到一个你一个关系，说你是我的丈夫。
Verse 19, I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy.
然后到第十九节，我必聘你，永远归我为妻，以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯聘你归我。
There's that picture now back. The marriage is brought together, but notice he brings up not just is it forever, it's permanent, but it's in righteousness and justice.
所以这时候，这个神就把割灭带回这个婚姻的关系，并且我们看到这里，不仅他讲到这个关系是永远的，并且神提到仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯。
Now we all know, can we agree together, that this could not be righteousness and justice in this union back except by the blood of Christ.
那我们如今也可以
That's the only way that it was righteous and just.
我们也很可以很清楚的知道，这里提到公平、公义的时候。除了主耶稣的宝血，没有什么能够把我们带回这个公平，就不能使这个关系成为一个公义的关系。
So Hosea is given words by God that's saying, look, I'm going to do this, and it's not going to be compromised. It's not going to be me saying it's okay for you to be a harlot. It's none of that. It's going to be righteous and just. And the only way that could happen is an infinite price is paid.
所以何西亚从这里也告诉了我们，神不会在那里妥协说，哦，你这样子离弃我，你这样行淫乱是可以的，不会的。神会把他们带回一个公义公平的关系，但是也指出，只有靠着那个永远的赎价主耶稣付上了，才能使这成为可能。
And that last phrase speaks of his loving kindness and mercy.
然后就讲到他的慈爱怜悯。
Verse 20, I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord.
也以诚实或者说信实聘你归我，你就必认识我耶和华。
It just keeps getting better and better.
实在真的是好得无比。
This restoration, this relationship we have with the Lord.
当我们能够被恢复、被带回与这个主的关系的时候
，All done by Him.
都是他所做的。
And then, verse 23.
二十三节。
Then I will say, I will sow her for myself in the earth, and I will have mercy on her who had not obtained mercy.Then I will say to those who were not my people, You are my people, and they shall say, You are my God.
二十三节，我必将他种在这地，树不蒙怜悯的，我必怜悯；本非我民的，我必对他说，你是我的民；他必说，你是我的神。
Now, because of time, we'll wrap it up. But in this prophecy, as you see over and over in prophecy, God is still reaching out. He's still challenging people so that those who have a heart for Him will turn and repent.
我们时间关系就要结束，但我们从这些先知书里面一再的看到，神借着先知向他的百姓呼召，那些有这个心听到的，他们就回转向神。
And so Hosea is filled with that too.
那何西亚他就也是听到的。
In chapter 14, we read one verse. We'll just read two verses. Chapter 14, verse 1, he says, O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity.
我们看14章第一节，以色列啊，你要归向耶和华你的神，你是因自己的罪孽跌倒了。
I'm sorry, we're going to read verse 2. Listen carefully. Hosea says to the people, or God says to the people, take words with you, no, and return...To the Lord, say to him, Take away all iniquity, receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips.
第二节，当归向耶和华，用言语祷告他说，求你除尽罪孽，悦纳善行，这样我们就把嘴唇的祭代替牛犊献上。
So Hosea is giving, he's giving.The people, the words of repentance. Go back to the Lord, and when you do, say this. Be honest. Say, take away our iniquity.
所以何西阿在这里就向他的百姓，就向那些百姓说，你们要这样的向耶和华求你除尽我们的罪恶、罪孽。
And there's verse 4, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely.
然后第四节，神就说，我必医治他们被盗的病，甘心爱他们。
And so we all have an opportunity. If we do slide away, we come back to the Lord in repentance.
所以这里我们就看到我们都有这样的机会，纵使我们被盗，但是我们回转向神，神就甘心的爱我们。
That's how we came to him to receive him in the first place.
这其实也是我们从一开始能够接受主的那个光景。
So God has an extreme merciful love for us.
所以我们看到神他对我们怜悯的爱是何等的。
All these things that we see in Hosea and his actions and this prophecy we know are fulfilled in Christ.
我们在何西阿中所看到的书中所看到的这些情形预言都在基督里应验了。
God showed his merciful love even before Christ came, but then in Christ it was fully expressed.
所以我们知道神的怜悯在主耶稣来之前就已经说出，但是是在主耶稣身上得到完全的彰显。
And you and I, we went from not seeing that love to seeing, understanding, receiving it.
之前从前我们不明白这个爱，但如今我们都看见也领受了。
So let's close by reading just two verses from 1 Peter.
所以我们结束的时候来读彼得前书的两节经文。
Chapter 2.
第二章，彼得前书第二章。
Verse 9.
第九。
And 10. And you'll hear the words that we've been hearing in Hosea verse 10.But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
God's intense merciful love does not change.
神他那个强烈的怜悯从前到如今都没有改变。
May each of us appreciateThat love.
愿意我们都能够来领受它。
May we come to learn to abide in that love as His children.
也愿意我们能够学习住在他的爱里面。
And we can be together as Christ's beloved bride.
也能够我们一同成为我们的主所爱的那个心腹。
Now let's pray together.
我们一同有祷告。
Father, we thank you for this picture you gave Hosea and these actions you gave Hosea.
我们的父，我们感谢你，你像何西阿所说的话，你也叫何西阿所行的。
Lord, we want to acknowledge the depth of human sin.
我们实在也承认，我们人的罪是何等的深。
And when we see how extreme it is, we just have to fall down in worship of howinfinite your love is.
我们一面看到我们看到这样的败坏是何等的深的时候，我们也更是要俯伏敬拜，因为你的怜悯是何等的深。
As you had Hosea lift this unfaithful wife out of harlotry back into marriage.
当你是何西阿把这个行淫乱的妇人带回到她的婚姻里面。
You have done that with us.
我们也知道你向我们也行了同样的事。
We owe everything to you.
是在主，我们一切都是从你而来。
Lord, may we respond with love.
也愿意我们用爱来回应你。
And commit ourselves to you.
主，我们把自己再次的归给你。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.